some table-ready meat, and the Breakfast Club with Don McNeil.
Good morning, we like to see you smile. Good morning, it makes your life worthwhile. It's now Swiss called a breakfast, and time to get a lift with a guy named Don McNeil, and meat that's made by Swiss.
All right, here we go marching around the old breakfast table this morning. Gonna march with the boys and gals in the Borden General Hospital in Chickasha, Oklahoma, and I pronounce it right. Everybody march with them.
Breakfast table this morning. Oh, we had some fine marches today. All right, kiddies, try and find somewhere near where you came from. Kiddies are in good marching form today. I wonder if Mrs. Kennedy of Boston, Massachusetts marched with them this morning. There she is here. You certainly enjoyed your march, didn't you?
I certainly did.
Yes, it's nice sitting down, isn't it?
My
feet are kind of sore. Your feet are kind of sore? You didn't walk all the way from Boston, did you?
Well, I made an attempt.
Did you? Do you live in Boston now?
I did, but I'd love to move out here, Don.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Are you going to move to Chicago?
No one wants my children. I've been house hunting, but no one wants them. What am I to do?
Well, you want them, don't you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you don't want
them? I want them here, not in Boston.
Oh, you want them with you? You mean you can't find a house where they'll take children?
That's right. Isn't that awful?
Well, I think it is, just between you and me, and I certainly hope you find something.
Well, I was wondering, you have a two-car garage, don't you? Would you reconvert that?
That is a thought. We not only have a two-car garage, but three children, a dog, and a canary.
Well, perhaps my Marty and John could sleep in with your Tommy and Bobby and Donnie, and my Janet could sleep with me.
Yes. Well, that sounds awfully good, Mrs. Kennedy. But I tell you what, maybe some kind-hearted landlord is listening this morning around this area. You never know.
You never can tell, can you?
No, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, I'd like to have you out this way.
I got an extra stall in my barn.
What?
I got an extra stall in my barn, if that'll help any.
No, not with you singing in there to Betsy.
We got a radio, too.
A radio, too?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Miss Kennedy's interested in the barn, are you, Miss Kennedy?
I do like your garage, though.
Oh, she's still back on that again.
Still back on that again. Is Captain Chase of Amarillo, Texas here? He's a flight surgeon. And also, I believe that Captain Chase just got himself married.
That's right.
When was that, Captain?
About 5 days ago.
5 days ago. This, I presume, is a happy bride next to you.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Where did you get married, Captain?
Denver.
Denver, Colorado?
That's right.
Are you a Denver girl?
No, I'm an Amarillo girl.
Oh, are you an Amarillo boy?
No, I'm a Denver boy.
Oh. Well, it comes out even. Lots of luck to both of you, and I hope you'll be married for a long, long time to come. Is Jim Kettleson of Davenport, Iowa here? Where are you, Jim? Come on up here, Jim. Here's a guy who really worked in order to come to the Breakfast Club, so it says here on the card, and looking at this young fellow who is 14 years old, I believe, I wouldn't be surprised if this were actually the case. They didn't just let him come to the Breakfast Club. They made him work for it before he got here. Hope he thinks it's worth it. But, Jim, tell us, what did you have to do to get here to the Breakfast Club?
Oh, shovel coal and ice, shovel snow and cut grass and everything.
Holy smoke. You must have been working all winter, too.
Yeah.
And they said if you did all that, you'd come to the Breakfast Club, huh?
Yes.
You think it's worth it, Jim?
Sure is.
Well, gee, I'm glad to hear you say that. You brought your lunch with you, too, huh?
Sure.
Your folks with you, Jim?
No, I got a buddy, though, from back in Davenport. He'd like to come up, too.
All right, let him come on up here. Fine. Has he been shoveling coal and,
Sure, he works right with me.
He works right with you, huh? Do you fellas get paid for this stuff, shoveling coal?
Sure.
Oh, well, that's fine. How you doing? How'd you do during the winter? Did you make out pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
How much dough did you make?
Oh, about $30.
Atta boy, that's fine. How'd you do?
Okay.
You're his buddy, are you?
Yeah.
Who's the boss of your outfit here, you two fellas?
We both are.
Huh? It's a mutual admiration society. Well, that's fine. How do you work it? Do you just go to somebody's house, knock on the door, and say, would you like your coal shovel or something?
Yeah, that's it. Shovel snow or cut grass in the summer.
Yes, it's kind of hard these days to find snow shoveling jobs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you cut grass now, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Back in Davenport?
Yeah. Yes.
You old fellas ought to have a name for your business. Have you got any name for it?
No.
Well, why don't we give it a name right now? The Davenport Handyman. Is that
that's
right?
Well, yeah.
All right, fine. What would be your telephone number?
35349.
In Davenport?
Yes. Yeah.
Friends in Davenport, if you have any lawns to be cut, any grass, call that number and ask for the Davenport Handyman. I got you set up in business, kids. You're all set. All right, fine. All right, well, now let's call on Curly Bradley here, the famous singer who graduated from the barn to the Breakfast Club and who now pictures his kindly old Bessie in front of his face and sings...
There Must Be a Way.
Yeah. Friends, we have different times on the Breakfast Club. Memory time, inspiration time, and so on. Well, what's coming next is the poem by Curly Bradley, and this we call Corn Time. Usually Jack Owens reads this, but of course Jack isn't with us now. And there's something unusual about this poem that Curly is going to read in his place. It's kind of the type of poem that one can read over the air, but one wouldn't dare express one's opinion of it over the same air. But I hope you've got your radio tuned to this program. It's a lot of trouble to get up and twist the dial and all that, so why don't you listen anyway? Here it comes.
Little Boy Blue, it's time to eat. Swift's premium table ready meat. Help yourself to all the potatoes and eat all you want of the plump tomatoes. Here, don't mind your manners when you eat. Get a fistful of Swiss premium table ready meat. Use the wrong fork and use the wrong spoon. Act like a perfect little goon. Do anything you want. With your knife, eat the corn. But Little Boy Blue, don't blow that blasted blankety-blank dag-bratted horn.
Very good, Curly, very good.
Well, folks, I'm not Little Boy Blue, but I'm certainly going to blow the horn about Swift's premium table-ready meat. Really, friends, these flavorful, zestful meats are truly delicious. They're light, yet the flavor is full-bodied. Try them. You'll notice a distinctive flavor with your first mouth-watering bite. For Swift's premium table-ready meats, have that famous flavor goodness you'll find in all Swift's premium meats. You see, Swift's premium table-ready meats are prepared with true home kitchen care. Swift's experts take the temptingly delicious, the nourishing meats and give them just the right taste perfection by adding rare, delicate spices. Less than a pound serves four or more, so you're point-wise and thrifty when you serve Swift's premium table-ready meats.
I'm so glad you're here this morning, Curly, because you're such an expert on pronunciation.
Oh, yeah.
Especially of towns in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We marched this morning with the boys in Borden General Hospital in Oklahoma, a town in Oklahoma, and I'm sure I must have mispronounced it, and I know you can help me out.
What'd you say?
C-H-I-C-K-A-S-H-A. I said Chickasha.
Oh, Mr. McNeil.
That is not right, I've
taken. No. But the name is pronounced Chickasha.
Chickasha.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm very happy to...
Chickasha.
Well, it could just as well be Chickasha, you know.
No, it can't. Yeah. It's got to be Chickasha.
All right, Chickasha.
Don't you ever go to Chickasha and call it Chickasha.
I won't.
Unless you want to run fast.
Yeah. Don't you ever go to Reading, Pennsylvania, either.
Reading? Yesterday, you said it was Reading.
That's what it is. That's what I mean.
Well, why did you just say Reading?
Because that's what you said yesterday. Don't go ever go to Reading and call it Reading. I mean Reading and call it Reading. Now you got me all mixed up.
Yes, sir. That light's coming back in your eye, McNeil.
What do you mean?
You're showing that nervous sign again.
Oh, you want me to get out of here and go fish?
Just wait a minute. I'm going to hit somebody in the head.
No, wait a minute. Well, for goodness sake.
What do you got there?
Well, say, where did you get those?
Mama bought them.
Where did Mama buy them?
Ladies, when hubby calls up at the last minute and tells you he's bringing the boss over for dinner in a few minutes, that means you've got some quick work to do. So remember Swift's premium table-ready meat. All you have to do with these handy taste tempters is just put them on the plate. Of course, heavy war demands have cut down the available civilian supply, but there's a grand variety of these famous flavor favorites, so while your dealer may be out of one kind, he may be well supplied with another. See what he has today. Swift's premium table-ready meats. This is the American Broadcasting Company.